I was paying a day the several websites related to food and wine that I visit every day. One of them is eatout.co.za. I went there this morning and saw that there was a first taste review of PJ Vardas's new venture, which is called Vardas Smokehouse. It's on the Spear Estate. It's only very recently opened. And the first taste review is, as one would expect, very, very positive indeed. But what particularly caught my attention was something which is in the service section of the review. Vardas Smokehouse and Bakery pays its staff an all-inclusive salary, meaning tips are welcome but not expected. And this issue of waiters and how they get remunerated and tipping has come up time and time again in the 21 years that Cape Talk has been broadcasting. I've had that conversation umpteen times. So has Pippa, so has Kino. Chef Patron, BJ Vardas, joins us on the line now. Hello, PJ.
How's John? How are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Yeah, good.
Got over
good.
The madness of opening a new restaurant?
No, not really. It's been a rough 2 weeks, but we improve every day, so that's fine.
But you got it open in time for season, which is fantastic.
Yeah, no, that was good. It was a bit tight there at one moment, but yeah, we're up and running, and yeah, things are going well.
Just in terms of the restaurant, a lot of people will know you from Hog House, that wonderful place in the Benny, which continues and is still wonderful. Is Smokehouse pretty much a similar sort of thing, or have you done some tweaking?
A little bit of tweaking. We still do the smoked meats. We only do the meats as all our meat comes from Spear, which is pretty cool. So we've made a very big commitment to supporting local and sustainable stuff. But otherwise, yeah, just fresh, tasty, good food.
And the bakery, because I know people who drive across town to get your bread. So you've just made it a little bit more difficult now. You're making the drive longer for those of us from the southern suburbs.
Yeah, we still do the pasta tonight. We do the breads, and then we've just done a whole lot of pies, like sweet pies. So we do rhubarb pie, apple pie. We do like a nectarine blueberry pie. So we sort of tying in with a whole American smokehouse and a slice of pie for dessert.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I'll be there soon. Let's get to this now, the decision to pay your staff an all-inclusive salary. I don't know how many restaurants across the Western Cape or across the country do that, but I very much have the impression, certainly from my restaurant visits, that it's rare. Why did you take the decision?
We had the opportunity when we took over the space to sort of look at the whole business holistically, and in the past we've always had problems with service, people complaining about service. I had this crazy idea. I said, well, why don't we just don't give that much service and then tell people not to tip? At the same time, we can pay our staff better. And it's a big problem waiters always have is if you don't earn their salary, you can't really get a loan to buy a car. And so we've kind of restructured it, re-looked at it. We have a waiter, not a waiter, but a host that will just explain how the menu works, how the system works, and then they fill in the tip box what they want, whether it's the drinks menu or the food menu, and then we have runners on the floor that take it to the bar. We have cashiers that punch it in, and then the food is delivered via runners, and the drinks come to your table via runners, and you pay at the bar. And tips are not expected, but if people do tip, which a lot of people do, they want to tip, then we split it straight down the middle for everyone, from the reservationist to the cleaners, to the bakers, to the chefs, to the waiters, all the hosts and runners. So, yeah, we just thought it
the only
way of working.
The sounds like the only element of more conventional service that you've taken out is the waiter coming to your table with an iPad in one of the more upmarket restaurants, or with a pad and pen and paper. Otherwise, you're still getting full service. It's just that you are ticking the menu yourself rather than have a person standing at your table saying, and for your second course?
Yeah, exactly. And that takes time. I mean, that is where we kind of looked at it and we thought, okay, let's train some good guys that we've got that can actually, you know, do better on the floor. We have less of them. The big problem also, we're extremely busy on weekends and relatively quiet during the week. So how do we, you know, do we have part-time people? So now we rather have full-time people. And we need less of them, and we pay them better. It's especially over season and in winter, which in the other season, we can also keep those guys. We don't have to retrench them. And hopefully the only time will tell, we'll have a better service in the long run.
Okay. And I don't expect you to tell me what you're paying your waiting staff, but...
We have a few tiers. Yeah. So we have our top hosts, which have been with me for a few years from the Hogarth days. And then, we are taking on runners that earn minimum wage, that know nothing. And then over time, we'll train them up, and then hopefully they can step into a more senior role. And so there's more to work towards also.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how we're kind of structuring it at the moment.
And is it made perfectly clear on your menu that this is the system that you're following?
Yeah, no, it's very clear. And even on the bill, when you get your bill, it says there's no area to fill in the tip. It says there tips are not expected.
Okay.
And those sort of things. So, yeah, it's been a process to try and get the message across. But this is next Tuesday we're closing for the day to actually do training, food and service training. So we'll get there.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and I hope more and more people adopt it. Well done to you, and I really look forward to going out to try the food at the Smokehouse at Spear. It's a building which has housed restaurants before, and it has a very nice wide lawn area, so it's a great place. Sit outside under an umbrella if you want to be in the shade, and there's plenty of place for the children to run around, and the food is fantastic.